You know, they smoked meats or they barbecued meats or they whatever. But anyway, whatever they did to process foods, I think maybe the name may have come from that kind of thing. I don't know.
Like hickory smoked ham?
Hickory smoked ham in our day would be very typical. Why in that day they may have called it that.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I can remember way, way back in college days, I went to visit a great, great aunt of mine. And I shall never forget the joy and the pleasure of eating out of that smokehouse. Country-cured ham.
Yeah, uh-huh.
If your day you've had it. But I don't believe you had it quite as good as back in that day. Those big old slabs of country ham with the brown gravy and those big fluffy white biscuits that great aunt of mine would make, and those big old fluffy feathered mattress beds we slept in, and those homemade homespun coverlets, and they called them coverlets. Really, it was to us like a blanket. And you didn't have to have many of them on you. Just, you could listen to those cold winter winds all night long and never be uncomfortable. But that's what the smokehouse days meant to me back then, was this great, great aunt of mine. That's the biggest pleasure and joy I ever had, was going as a little old kid, I'll never forget it.
Mm.
You know, just going out of high school and into college. That's when it happened. And she just meant so much. She did everything we wanted her to do. She'd all these fruits that she processed by drying apples and peaches and all that. She'd make those, they called them then half moon pies, but she did them two ways. She'd bake them and dip them in hot, fry them in hot grease. But these are things that come to your mind when you think about way, way back of times when you operate on your own, I guess, at home. That's my earliest remembrance back in those days, and that smokehouse brings that kind of thing to me.
Yeah. Well, what do you call the room that you and she cooked in?
Kitchen.
Kitchen, okay. Ever heard anything else like cookhouse, porch?
Back in the day, they had cookhouse and porches beyond back in the day of slavery and all. They had the kitchen separate from the rest of the house, and they had the cookhouse, and they had a little porch that led into the rest of the house. And the slaves or the cooks now, they worked out there and served the meal out there and all, but that's all it was known for. That was far beyond any of my remembrance, because I've never been in a cookhouse.
Kind of like,
but
I'd
love to go in one.
Jarrett
Manor? I don't know if they had a cookhouse or not. I think that was a part of the kitchen.
Yeah, they had more part of the kitchen, yeah.
Yeah, they had a kitchen, but if you've seen in earlier days, you see this still in South Georgia where they had, the house was just really a little house out here removed from the rest of the house. It had a porch or something that connected it, but there was nothing out there but a big kitchen, and a lot of that cooking then was done over a big, huge fireplace. And they had all these big pots and pans, and it was iron or some sort of metal that they cooked on. And, serve those meals. They had one big table right in the middle of the room, and they get all cooking and serving the food and everything out in that cookhouse. I would really like to visit one of those. Of course, when you go to Washington, D.C. and go to see George Mark Washington, you'll see a cookhouse. They had one.
I've seen one of those down in ABAC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very typical. ABAC's very typical because they show it from the earliest cooking days, from the earliest to the latest.
Interesting. What do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods and, you know, pantry, anything else?
I don't know of any.
Buttery, kitchen closet, safe?
Safe? Now, they had safes in the kitchen itself. And back in that day, they, instead of displaying all of their dishes and everything, they kept them in.